Is that when the whole mission, is that when the whole 250 party is in June, Mike, instead of July? I thought it was all around July 4th.
I feel like it starts in June and goes into the fall.
All right. Well, I feel like it starts now and goes, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's rampant. It's the we're pre-gaming right now for the 250.
I guess that's right. All right. Our next guest. I'll just tell you as I see it, as I've watched him. He's a turnaround guy. This is a guy who was a CEO of Detroit Medical Center. He saved the hospital system that was on the verge of bankruptcy. He transformed 7 years of deficit to 9 years of profit. Even during the Great Recession under his leadership, DMC was the only hospital system in the region that didn't lay anyone off. When he took office as mayor, Detroit was in trouble. Unemployment was 20%. Crime was sky high. Nearly half the city's streetlights didn't work, and the city was bankrupt. You fast forward to today, the unemployment rate in Detroit has plummeted. Crime is the lowest it's been in more than 50 years, and for the first time in more than 60 years, the city's population is actually growing. Mike Duggan is a proven turnaround guy. He is asking for your vote to turn around the great state of Michigan. What a pleasure and honor to welcome the former mayor of Detroit, independent gubernatorial candidate, Mike Duggan, to Focus with Paul W. Smith. Mr. Mayor, it's been a while. Nice to catch up with you. You've been all over the state.
Well, good afternoon, Paul W. No, I just left a vegetable farm in Ionia. I'm now to Grand Rapids, where I'm meeting with some business folks, and then the Poultry Farmers Association, and then back to Ann Arbor for a building trades group. So it's just another day in the great state of Michigan.
Are you keeping track of the miles you're putting on in this campaign?
Well, I've been very fortunate that my son Ed and my wife Sonia shared in the driving, so it hasn't all been me. But Sonia says she's going to continue this until you bring her back on to guest host for you.
Well, I'm going to let her continue to help her husband until after the election. Then we'll be more than happy to bring her back. What's most important to you now? I know education has been extremely important, and there's no other way to put it. Education is broken in Michigan.
It is, and you've seen the numbers. 60% of third graders in Michigan do not read at grade level. It's a horrifying number, and it's been going that way for 20 years while the Republicans and Democrats keep fighting with each other. But I'm finding the same issue everywhere, Paul. This morning, so I'm at this vegetable garden in Ionia, a vegetable farm. They're struggling to make it. They aren't on the energy grid because Republicans and Democrats haven't solved that. They have no broadband because that hasn't been rolled out. And I'm talking to these farmers who say Lansing's completely forgotten about the second biggest industry in this state. And, you know, what do you know as the mayor of Detroit about it? And I say, well, let me see. What do I know about representing people who felt ignored, forgotten, and left behind? And talk about what we did in Detroit. And it's amazing when we sit and talk with each other how much we have in common.
Well, it's true. Because everything that those vegetable farmers are dealing with, and all farmers, about feeling forgotten, we felt that way in the city of Detroit. You have, in terms of education, a Marshall Plan for early reading. You want to completely rebuild high school career and technical education programs, create an educator-driven school grading plan, leave it in place for 5 years. But here's really something that you'll be fought on from teachers' unions, sadly, and that is establish real consequences for failed school leadership. That is so important, but so difficult to come to.
Well, so far there's no sign of the teachers' union opposing it. In fact, they interviewed me over the weekend. I think everybody in the education side knows this, that in 1994 this state passed the 6-cent sales tax, and we were promised that extra 2 cents will go to K-12 education. And under Jennifer Granholm, they borrowed a couple of $100 million out of K-12 and moved it to something else and said she'd pay it back. Then Rick Snyder came in and he increased the diversion about $600 million. And the Democrats attacked him saying, how dare you take money out of schools for all these other earmarks? And today, under Democratic leadership, they take $1.3 billion out of our public school system that was promised to go there, and they're spending it on all these other earmarks. And I'm saying this is going to stop, that when you're 44th in America on third grade reading, you can't be diverting the money out of schools. And over 5 years, I'm going to restore it, and we are going to go back to teaching the kids phonics. We are going to have tutors for the kids when they start to fall behind. And none of that is Republican or Democrat. But it does take leadership that says, if you can't read in third grade, where's our future?
Another thing that isn't Republican or Democrat, and you've been very good about setting aside the us versus them politics. That's why you shocked everybody to say you weren't running as a Democrat. You were one of the strongest Democrats in Michigan history. And you said, I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to go independent. And I think the timing was brilliant. Sadly, the Democrats who were all for you in one day did a turnaround,
right,
which was
right.
Was so ridiculously transparent and showed where they are. But when we spend like $4.5 billion in our schools, you understand, Mayor Duggan, that the people of Michigan expect to see results. That's not asking for so much. That's $4.5 billion from us to go into the schools. It's not that we're not spending enough. And I know the Mike Duggan I know, put into this position, will hold schools accountable to make sure our kids are actually improving. That's not Republican. That's not Democrat. That's Michigander, Michiganian, and what we need and want for our kids. And I really believe that's what you're working toward.
Well, and my plan says the principals and superintendents are accountable for the performance, and we'll give them 3 years. We'll restore the money that has been diverted over that period of time, and we will have clear curriculums that won't change. But we expect the principals and superintendents to perform. And if they don't make it the first year, they can have a second year to improve. But after the third year of failure, we're going to replace the building or district leadership. And the great majority of superintendents are behind me on this. They're saying, if you give me clear standards and you restore the money, our children can learn, our teachers can teach. And so that's what I'm saying. We'll put the $1.3 billion back. It's been taken out, but we will demand accountability in exchange from the leadership of the districts and the buildings.
How difficult has it been, Mayor Mike Duggan, former mayor of Detroit, independent gubernatorial candidate? Apparently, you posted a video on social media about how much tougher it is to get on the ballot in the first place as an independent, rather than if much easier as a Republican or a Democrat. Tell me real quick about that.
Yeah, well, the state law says Democrats and Republicans need 15,000 signatures. Independents need 30,000. And 8 years ago, a federal judge said that's not constitutional, but the legislature never fixed it. So I just said, I'm not fooling around with this. I'm going to get the 30,000, which is twice as much as the others need. And as of today, we've got more than 25,000 petition signatures. 8,000 came in last week. People around the state have been phenomenal. And if you want to help us on this, we have until July 15th. Go to MikeDuggan.com. We'll send you a packet. Get 15, 20 signatures. But at the rate we're going at 8,000 a week, looks like we're going to be well over any threshold we'll need in the next 4 or 5 weeks. And I just want to say thank you to the people of the state for supporting me.
Well, it's some people already, again, this time around, are having some of their signatures questioned, which is crazy that it comes down to these technicalities. But MikeDuggan.com, MikeDuggan.com, if you want to take out and get some signatures on his behalf, or if you want to learn more about what he would like to do as governor of the great state of Michigan, you can find that at MikeDuggan.com. And by the way, any contributions you make would be, I'm sure, very happily accepted, right?
That's for sure. We got our work cut out for us competing with the parties on fundraising, but people have been really generous and we're working really hard.
Mike Duggan, former great mayor of Detroit, independent gubernatorial candidate. Thank you, sir. We wish you the best of luck. Anyway, we can help you along the way, like we help everybody we can. Please don't hesitate.
Thanks for having me, Paul W.
Give our best to Dr. Sonia and to your son, Ed, as well. And I... I hope they enjoy all of the driving that they're going to have to do to help you continue to go across the great state of Michigan. Mike Duggan running for the governor of Michigan.